Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 5 February 2024. Welcome to this broadcast, wherever you are. Tonight's program is going to be still getting over a cough, a little different than anything we do that I've done in a long time. Now, and it's going to be something that you're really going to enjoy. Before we get into the program, though, I want to make mention that our brother Daryl from PA, you all know Daryl, calls the program quite often. He's asking prayer and comfort and strength for his brother Dwayne's wife, Beth, and his daughter, Erin. His brother passed away Saturday night. And the funeral is tomorrow. And so he's asking prayer for the family. Folks, that's a hard one. I only have one brother myself, and something happened to my brother Dick. I mean, it'd be rough. He's over a year younger than I am, so I can only imagine what Daryl's feeling like. But Dwayne's wife and child are really hurting too. So I would ask you to please keep his wife, Beth, and his daughter Erin in your prayers, and also Daryl. Daryl's hurting too, folks. Daryl's, you know, just because we're Christian doesn't mean that we don't hurt when someone passes away. That doesn't mean you don't have hope. We know that. Praise God for that hope. But it doesn't mean the pain just goes away. We still miss him. There's still an empty spot in our hearts that we miss him and we want to see him again. Whether it's right or wrong, we won't see him down here. But obviously that's not going to happen. So please, if you would, keep that whole bunch in your prayers. I understand that he's in pain. I know that, but the whole family is. So keep them in prayers, please. Please. That's against Beth, Erin, and then Daryl also. And the book I've been advertising for a little while, The Old Jerusalem, Not the New Jerusalem, I just found out today will not ship until tomorrow. So if you got an order in for it, bear with me. As soon as they're here, we'll get them out of here. I promise. They'll be shipped tomorrow. The Old Jerusalem is not the New Jerusalem. And folks, it's a book. I'm asking 10 bucks for it, 8, 10 bucks, 10 bucks if you can. It's a book that will explain a lot of things that's happening right now in the Middle East, what's really kind of going on behind the scenes and how we've been kind of deceived in so many different ways. The Old Jerusalem is not the New Jerusalem. I hope that you will get that ordered. As soon as it gets in here, I promise you'll get it out of here. I apologize, it's been so long. I called today, and for some reason, the order was not shipped out. Well, a lot of reasons, a lot of situations on their end, too. So please bear with us. We'll get to you as soon as possible. That's a promise. I want to talk to you a little while tonight about something that I mentioned briefly in the Bible study Saturday morning. It's very easy to get so caught up in the world's happenings and the turmoil and the chaos and the frustration and anger that we see all over the world. It gets caught up sometimes in the world and the things going on that are contrary to God's will, that are destroying our country and destroying our family's futures. And we have to expose that. Our job, according to Ephesians, is to expose the evil. But we must not take our eyes off the goal. I mentioned this briefly Saturday in Saturday morning Bible study. We mustn't take our eyes off the goal. Our main goal is, folks, to serve our God and to praise Him every day for the blessings He's given us, especially the blessing of grace He's given us through His Son, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. We must not forget the blessings that are ours, the hope that is ours, and the contentment and peace that can give us in a world that's so full of frustration and turmoil and anger and hatred. I understand, I think, more than a lot of people about what it's like to see the evil around you and not be able to do much about it except just try to warn the people. I understand what it's like. I see those things. Please don't think just because I'm a pastor and a preacher that those things don't affect me, because they do. From time to time, I have to back up and get a broader view of what's going on and why it's going on. The promises given us, for those that are faithful to Christ, those that endure to the end, the promises given us are what we need to concentrate on sometimes, to be grateful for the blessings we have. But more than that, folks, to be thankful for the future that's ours through Jesus Christ. You know, in John chapter 14, read a few verses there. The promises of Christ made us in His people. That's us. He said in verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled." We all, from time to time, have troubled hearts. We do. We're people. Even Christ sweat drops of blood. He was troubled. But Christ said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Folks, that's a promise given to His people. I have done lots of funerals in my lifetime as a pastor. Lots of them, for young ones and middle-aged and old ones. And the ones that I saw a witness of Christ before they left, it hurt to see them go, including my own daddy. It hurt. But to know the hope they had in their heart, that this promise Christ made all of us that love Him and serve Him, is our future. If we could just understand that and believe that and live that, we would be able to be much more joyous and victorious in our hearts on this world, and on this earth. Folks, if we walk around in defeat all the time and downhearted and no joy, no peace, it's not a witness for Christ. The witness for Christ is those who stand up, and although they proclaim the truth and try to warn the people and try to lead people to Christ, and that they stand against evil and defy evil, and they're not afraid to call evil, evil. Those kind of people have courage. They have a commitment that's beyond a natural man's commitment. It's supernatural. But we should not let that take away the joy in our hearts, the love and peace that our Savior gives us. Yes, my heart's troubled from time to time because of what I see around me. But Christ is in me. The Holy Ghost dwells in me. And for what I am worth, which is nothing without Christ, He paid a terrible price on the cross just for me. And He paid the same price for you. So I refuse to walk in defeat. I refuse to walk downtrodden. If you're around me very much, you'll see that I can get serious. We can discuss very serious things. And sometimes I pray and shed tears over what I see. But you also see that there's a joy in me that keeps me smiling and laughing and joking and teasing people that I love. because I want to make their day lighter also. To say that I'm not troubled in heart, folks, will be a lie from time to time. Although Christ said, let you not be troubled. I sometimes get troubled. It's just as he did. Just as Paul did. And Peter did. And John did. But we have a hope beyond this world. When I think about what the future holds for those that love Christ, when I think what's going to be like to dwell in that new city, when I think about the precious promises given us, sometimes, although I've never been to glory yet, to heaven yet, obviously to the new city, sometimes I yearn to go. As I watch this world progressively get more and more evil, and the frustrations and anger of the people around the world are multiplying and causing a turmoil and uproar over the world, just as prophesied. When I watch evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. When I see people that you would think would have more sense than to follow man's ways get sucked right into that whirlpool, into that void. Even though they go to church, they still walk in fear. Even though they say they're Christians, they still walk in fear. Folks, fear is not in the, it should not be in the vernacular of a born-again believer. Yes, anger sometimes, frustration. And I don't say that we're not concerned. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, we overcome that spirit of fear. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. And look forward to that time when I'll get to walk in that new place that he wants to prepare for us. The New Jerusalem, folks, read about in a minute in Revelation 21, is coming down one day to the earth. And Christ will be the light thereof. Oh, yeah. And he'll be the everlasting king on this earth. Those that love him and serve him will rule and reign with him 1,000 years. Why would I dwell on a 50, 60, 80, 90-year-old life on this earth and give up my hope in Christ? What is worth my soul? What is worth your soul? Out there at night, I know, just as in Daryl's family and other families, people are hurting for a lot of reasons. Some are strung out on drugs. Some are alcoholics. Some are porn addicts. I understand the pain and the frustration. I'm only a man, folks. I understand that. I do. But the blood of Christ can cleanse you from that and give you hope beyond this world. No matter what your pain may be, our Savior can help you get through that pain and help you heal your body and mind and soul. I don't mean that if you're dying of cancer because you did many things to your body, abuse it, that he's going to heal your body. I don't mean that way, but he'll give you peace in your mind and soul and body that you can enjoy the days on this earth, whatever's left. He can heal you. And many times I've seen it happen. But what we need to search for is not the healing in the flesh, but the healing of the mind, the renewing of the mind, and the born-again soul that's in us through the blood of Christ. That's what we need to look forward to. You see, we have something to look forward to that no one else in this earth does that are not his people. We have eternal life abiding in us. I know they scoff at us. I realize that Harari, Klaus Schwab's, right-hand perverts, will laugh at you and mock you and say there is no God, and he's going to make us all into gods, he said. That's what he said. I know that they'll laugh at you and scorn and call you foolish. That's fine. They call my Savior a bastard. Why should I worry about what they say about me? They crucified my Savior and he was perfect. Why should I be concerned what they think about me? We're all wrapped up in a world where we're struggling to make it sometimes in a lot of different ways, even financially. But remember, this is temporary. This too shall pass. But our eternal life with Christ will not pass. It will not go away. Once we walk in that new Jerusalem, all the old things are passed away. They'll have no more concern for anything of or in this world. It's hard to imagine a place like that, isn't it? You see, something's done for us on the cross of Calvary that we take for granted. At least I know I do. Something happened when I received Christ as my Savior and repented of my sins. And folks, I still sometimes look back on my life and weep over the sins I've committed. I do. Even though I know our Father's casting away as far as the east is from the west. He's casting away from me. I still remember him. And sometimes I weep for the people I've hurt and the things I've done wrong. I do. I still repent. Not that I'm not forgiven already, but I still repent in my mind and heart to keep my mind, I'm not worthy, and neither are you. So when I tell somebody that need to be born again, I'm not judging them. I'm telling the truth because I've been there. I want to play a song for you now. Well, it's one of my favorite songs, Christian favorite hymns. It's entitled, I've Never Been This Homesick Before. It's by the Redeemed Quartet. Enjoy this song, folks. Listen to the words and praise our Father for it. Please play that for us, Todd.
There's a light in the window, the table spread in splendor, someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river, and I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time, and I can see the Father standing at the door. The family gathered, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore. This old lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings, start flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
Can't imagine living without that hope in me, living without that knowledge in my soul. I can't imagine how people exist from day to day. I know they live in a world where they go through the routines, they get used to it, they go to work, come home, and they watch TV, they get excited about the Super Bowl and all that. I understand that. I did too for some years. But how about out of this world? No one has promised the next heartbeat. No one's promised the next breath. No one's promised anything except eternity one day. And which way will you choose? You see, it's so easy to wrap ourselves up into the world and keep our mind off the end. But the end is coming for all of us. You know, in Romans chapter 8, I read a couple of verses there in verse 16, 17. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. What a beautiful, beautiful statement. The Spirit itself, the Holy Spirit, bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. Let that sink in. As Colossians chapter 1 says, I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the kingdom of this world, out of the kingdom of Satan's kingdom, into the kingdom of his dear son, in the kingdom of light. What did I do to deserve that? How did I earn that? I didn't. There's an old hymn out there I don't care much for. It's an older hymn. Entitled Building a Stairway to Heaven. And it says that at the end of the song says they know that Christ will meet them halfway. Oh, that's not true. We can't build a stairway to heaven. Christ's not going to meet us halfway. He had to come all the way down here to get us. To pick us up out of the hole we were in, picks up out of the muck and the mire and the filth and the decadence and the pain and the sorrow and the suffering and heartache. We can't build a stairway halfway to meet him. We can't do it. We're not going to work away even halfway. Not even one foot of the way. We're saved by his grace. And his spirit's given to us to bear witness to our spirit that we are his children. Now listen to the next verse. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if it so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. When you become his son by the grace and through the blood of Jesus Christ, you become an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. No, I didn't work my way halfway there. I didn't do anything except accept the fact that I was a sinner and I had to be born again. I had to be saved. I had to be born again. I deserved damnation. And folks, I look back on my life before I met Christ, and sometimes after that I still know that only by his grace I'm his child. I didn't deserve it then. I don't deserve it now myself. It's because of him and what he did on Calvary. So let's keep it our mind that getting homesick for some place you've never been before is okay. Because it's going to come a time when you're going to quit watching TV or reading a book or taking a trip or going for a walk on this earth. It's going to come a time that's going to end in this body, in this life. It's going to end. Understand that. It's nothing to dread, necessarily be afraid of. No one looks forward, I don't think, to just dropping dead one day or dying. That goes against the will of our flesh. But that no one looks for the dying there. No one as far as just wanting to lay down and die. But that's not the point. The point of it is, we have a hope in us. Christ didn't look forward to going to the cross. I don't think Paul looked forward to being beheaded. I don't think any of the martyrs in Christ looked forward to going through that. I remember right before my daddy passed away. He lived with us a few months before he passed away. I remember sitting in a chair in my front room reading his Bible. And I heard him talk about more than once. He was ready to go home. He was ready to go home. And he went peacefully. But he's ready to go home. I sat beside him when he went. I missed him. Something terrible. I still miss him. And my mama too. But I know where they went. They left a forwarding address. And one day I will see them again. One day I will be able to talk with them, walk with them, spend time with them, and not be set up in some kind of time schedule. They won't be weak and feeble any longer. They won't be sick. They'll be young and vibrant and walking as a purified whole child of the living God, just as I will be then. We'll play another song right before the break here now. Let's listen to the song. This is what I want to do one day with you folks. I mean, I can mention names. I don't want to start mentioning names. I'll leave somebody out, and I don't hear anybody's feelings. But everyone that called this program, everyone that supports this ministry, I hope this song will come true with us. I want to play a song for you entitled, I Want to Stroll Over Heaven with You. Please play that for us, Todd.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of Him beyond mortal king, and I'm sure that He'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew while I stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the hope we have, folks. But if I don't see you down here face to face on this earth, stay faithful to Christ. Our turn is coming. Back at the break, folks. We'll talk to you about long and take your phone calls. Don't go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. By the way, the phone line's open at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am talking about it and sharing this with you. This is a, I guess you'd call it a sermonette. I'm not really into, I'm not preaching like I normally do behind a pulpit, but it's a sermonette to give us hope, to make us have a desire to serve Christ and to share his blessed hope and share his saving grace that all will listen. I read this past Saturday Bible study. And by the way, if you don't watch our Bible studies, I want to tell you. I mean, if you don't get one DVD, watch later or on CD. DVD is where I come in. I don't want to tell you. They're available. Not because I'm a genius, because I'm certainly not a genius. But because what I teach, I believe. What I believe, I tell just like it is other scriptures. I try to cover everything in pure facts, history facts, current events, and the word of God. In Revelation 21, I read this last past Saturday. I love this passage in the Bible. No, it's not talking about heaven. No. It's not talking about heaven. It's talking about the new Jerusalem coming down. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Folks, we live in a beautiful world right now. Can you imagine what it'll be like when it's paradise again? Just like the garden. Can you imagine what it'll be like to have a new heaven and new earth? For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Can you imagine that beautiful scene? Can I mean, I don't know how we could even be able to even come close to comprehending this in this feeble brain we have now on this earth. But can you imagine that beautiful scene John saw? New Jerusalem coming down, prepares a bride adorned for her husband. Wow, that is so beautiful. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Folks, what in the spiritual side of things, we can't even come close to understanding what this is all about. We don't understand the ins and outs of the spiritual kingdoms, both evil and good. We don't understand the glory of God and his presence. We can't comprehend that. It's impossible. But he gives a shadow of hope in this as we read. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat up on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. My goodness. What a beautiful, beautiful promise. And as we're going through hell on earth sometimes, let's keep in mind on the new city, the new earth, and the place we'll dwell with him. The price he paid for us is beyond our comprehension. We cannot fathom what it was that he did for us on the cross of Calvary. We can understand it a little, perhaps. We're looking through a dark glass. We can barely see anything through it. We can understand, though, that it cost a great deal for our Savior to give us his promise. If we just understood, if we could just get in mind a little bit of what the price he paid, and the pain he suffered, and the sorrow he suffered, and the anguish he suffered on that cross, to pay in full with his own blood our penalty, which is for sin, which is death. If we could just get that in a little bit in our mind, it would make us even that much more, I think, excited to share the gospel of Christ. It would give us much more courage to stand against the evil that's around us right now and face up to it. You know, I love Bible stories. I love reading about Daniel and the three Hebrew children and Moses and Noah and all the miracles that are in the scripture. I love teaching that. And from time to time, we need to refresh yourself on those things. But our job is not always to sit around and talk about the Bible stories, but to expose evil. Stand in the gap for God in this world. And be willing to pick up the sword and shield and go into battle for his glory. Because one day, our turn to leave this world is coming. One day, our hope and our faith will come into sight. One day we no longer live by faith, we'll live by sight. Because we'll be with him. And never again will we have an evil thought, or a broken heart, or a pain. No sorrow. It's hard for our little feeble brains to comprehend that, isn't it? But that's a promise given us. For a few short years on this earth, whether we consider them good or bad or in between, that's a real short period of time to spend to have eternity with our Father in heaven, our Savior. What a beautiful thing to think about. We'll play one more song. Then we're going to go to phone calls. We'll go to Joe and Daryl and all of you at 844-769-2944. This song, I want you to listen. I've played it many times before because it's one of my favorite songs. Squire Parsons sings a song called Beulah Land. Oh, there are times we should be longing for that place, with a longing that this world cannot comprehend. Play for us, please, if you don't mind, Todd. Listen, folks, listen.
Just a cross the river.
Hallelujah.
Where my faith shall end in
hey, hallelujah.
There's just a few more days to labor, and I will take my heavenly flight. He'll arrive.
About a half a dozen tissues during this broadcast because of the blessings I get out of these songs and read this precious word. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch. Isn't Christ wonderful?
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, I think so often how much, even today, I'm not worthy of God's grace and mercy in my life. I'm still a sinner. I was born a sinner. There's nowhere in Scripture that says that I live without sin, and yet Christ has forgiven me of my sins.
Amen.
And set me free. My heart, and you're talking about something earlier too, that really what my heart really hurts is that many people who are Christians and their whole lives are a wreck because the demon spirits tormenting them. And their whole life is miserable, and yet they don't know the blessings of God here, even on earth. And then they're taught scriptures, or they're taught things by certain preachers, that Satan's in hell, bound in chains, can't harm you. You know, Jesus did away with that stuff. And it hurts when I see people, and I want to cry when I see demon spirits literally tormenting people or possessing them and yes. Activities taking place in their life. And I want everybody to come to Jesus. When he went to the cross, that was God's mercy on mankind.
Amen.
When Jesus was resurrected, that was God's grace. And when Jesus ascended into heaven, that was God's promise. He's coming back, folks, and he's bringing back for him the keys to his new kingdom. Because when he comes back is when he wipes the entire world out and takes out all the evil of it to the lake of fire. And we get to rejoice in the new world, the new earth, the new heaven, the new kingdom. And there will be no end of it. And Butch, when Jesus said to the thief on the cross, this day you'll be in paradise with me, I looked the word paradise up, it means garden. And I can't visualize anything better than the Garden of Eden, but apparently it is.
Well, it's definitely, I hope, Joe, we need to share with people. And I don't get to do this kind of program very often, but when I do, it refreshes me and hope it does everybody else too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's a hope a hope beyond this world of sorrow and darkness.
Well, and there is, and that hope is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, and for those who refuse to accept Christ in their lives or are playing Christianity, this is as close as the heaven they'll get.
Yes, it is.
For us who love the Lord, rejoice in his salvation. This is as close as to hell that we'll ever get.
Amen.
We have to make a choice. Well, my, totally you know, the thing that hurts me a lot is that there's going to be a lot of Christians. Some of them are going to be pastors, teachers, evangelists, church parishioners going to church every Sunday, who are going to go to hell, and they're going to say, "Lord, Lord, why me? This is not fair. I've been, you know, your faithful servant." The Lord's going to say, "I never knew you."
Yep.
So a program like this is hope. And all the hope is in Jesus Christ, because in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, I think it's 38, or maybe 36, Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And that gift of the Holy Spirit is very evident in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Amen. Good call, Joe. Anything else?
I think that one thing you said, you know, I've been very ill lately, and I've been trying to get my health back up. But, you know, if the Lord says it's time to go home, Joe, I'm going to say, "Lord, why? I want to be here to the end." But then again, I can't make up his mind.
Nope.
I have to. He'll be submissive to him. You know, I love the Lord. And without Christ Jesus, and sometimes I wonder if I have him in my life. Without him, I have nothing.
There's no hope outside of him, period. No hope.
There's no zero hope.
Outside of him.
And the name of Jesus, I mean, in deliverance, when I'm casting demons out of people, that name of Jesus is a very powerful weapon.
Amen.
It's like dropping an atom bomb on Satan. He can't fight it. He can't resist it. And it burns him every time it hits.
Good point.
That's all I have to say, Butch.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for the testimony.
Welcome.
All right, let's go next to our brother Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
First thing I want to say is amen to everything that Joe said. And people, please do pray for Joe's aneurysm and his health, because Joe's an important member of the Call to Decision Ministry Group. Please. And I want to thank you, Pastor Butch, so very much, number one, for mentioning my prayer request. And I want to thank you for your great courage. And I want to thank you. You've been a real blessing to me through my life for the many years that I've known you. And just thank you so much for being you, Pastor Butch. And, folks, when my only brother in the flesh was alive, he set up and he led many of the military funerals in my hometown for the veterans who had passed away and their families. And he led the honor guard for many a military funeral. And now it looks like I won't be able to attend his military funeral because I'm barely functional anymore. I'm not doing a cry bar party. I start to pass out when I'm standing in my kitchen. I have to get out to once in a while throw in a TV dinner to eat. And if I'm out there for 10 or 15 minutes standing, I start to get woozy, and I had three of my falls here, Pastor Butch, recently was in my linoleum hard floor, which has a wood floor underneath it, so it doesn't take people bouncing off it too well. And praise the Lord, I have fallen three or four times in the last 3 weeks. And I am still super sore, but I don't know if I can risk going up there. And I hate to have my sister-in-law and my brother Dwayne's daughter Erin go up without me being there as my brother's brother. And I just doesn't look, Pastor Butch, like I'm going to be able to go up there. We both know that Russ and Shelley, the closest friends to Russ and Shelley Dizdar, say that they were murdered. From what Russ was investigating here in Pennsylvania with the ritual abuse of children, it this is a very dangerous business that Pastor Butch and a number of other pastors like Pastor Doug Thornton, Pastor Jamie Walden, who has had bullets fly past his head as he's trying to rescue the abused children of ritual sexual abuse many times in my area, led by, and I'm not anti-individual Catholic, and I love many individual Catholics because most of my friends as growing up, most of my relatives growing up were Roman Catholic, but the Roman Catholic Church is in this thing big time, and they're real big on the sexual abuse, and Pastor Doug Thornton's been reading out of William H. Kennedy's book, Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church. And we need to be praying for the children. We need to be that are the victims of these horrible crimes. And this thing is epidemic in my state that I live in, Pennsylvania. It's just all over the place. So please, folks, pray for the pastors that are out there risking their life. And Pastor Butch risks his life, too. So, and when you pray for the pastors, pray for their wives, please. If you don't know them by name, just say Pastor and Mrs. Butch Paw. And remember that, like Pastor Butch, his wife, Marcia Jean, has many medical problems. Please, please, please pray for these people, because when they're gone, they're gone as far as being able to minister anymore to us via the radio, podcast, wherever they're at. Please, please, please pray for the pastors and their wives that are out there on the front lines risking their lives. So I just want to say in closing, Pastor Butch, thank you for your great courage. Thank you for being a blessing to me. And thank you for being a blessing to all the folks that listen to Call to Decision Ministries. And please support Pastor Butch and by getting the products that he offers, but also throw in a couple extra shekels, as my friend Gary Roby says. Throw in a couple extra shekels for the postage, because it's off the map right now. If you're sending packages out and everything, so don't let these people go lose their ministries because you won't help them pay for the postage. So God bless you. Love you, Pastor
thank
Butch,
you,
and thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Sir.
Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Sweet call, normal. And folks, I do appreciate each and every one of you. Yeah, I truly do. Keep doing your prayer through the next couple of days. You know it's got to break his heart not to go to his brother's funeral. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to shut up on this for a while, but I got to make a decision about this ministry no later than the middle of this month. If things don't turn around, we will go off either the end of March or the end of April. I have no choice. We're only about a third the way we ought to be in finance this month, and it's not getting any better. Some of y'all really tried to help, and I appreciate it, but it's not getting any better. And it's not y'all's fault. I'm sure you're trying, but finances are tight. It's starting to really hurt us here, so I've got to make a decision. No later than the middle of this month what we're going to do, so stay tuned. If it doesn't turn around very quickly, we're going to start getting rid of the stock, putting things on sale to get it out of the office, because we're going to shut it down just because of lack of funds. It's not y'all's. I'm not blaming any of y'all for that. Please don't feel bad about it. I'm not chastising anybody. I'm just sharing the truth. Next month, I'll make 31 years in the radio. Maybe it's time this old fella shut up and go somewhere else. But if it doesn't turn around within a couple of weeks, I've got to make a tough decision, okay? And know that it's in God's hands. Don't worry about it. Just pray about it and pray for my wisdom in this. I just can't go on with knowing that I may end up losing, going out there and not be able to pay the people. I won't do that. I've been too blessed for too long. But know that I love you, and I'll be here as long as I can. Until our Father says enough is enough. I'm 75 years old now, 31 years in radio. Maybe it's time somebody else step up and take over the microphone. If that's our Father's will, then so be it. I don't know where we'll go from here if we go off the radio. I don't know what will happen to the rest of the ministry. But I can't let that concern me too much, because I'm in my Father's hands trying to do what I know is I can do. So we've got time for one more phone call. Let's go to Vaughn, V-O-N. I think it's Vaughn. Vaughn, Ohio. Vaughn, welcome.
Mr. Butch, I love you. You're doing a wonderful job. I've had a lot of hurt all my life. Everybody I've ever loved hurt me. I had an abusive father. anyhow, I was in the hospital room with this lady, and she was dying.
We're down about 1 minute, Vaughn. Down to about 1 minute. Got to hurry.
I had a attack on my mind when she died. It was a demon. I had to forgive myself, forgive everybody, and ask the Lord to come in my heart and forgive me again. And I
Amen.
Committed to seek him and serve him every day. And that demon left, and he's been gone. My mind's good again, and I love the Lord. He's all I got. And I'm looking forward to being in heaven with my family.
Amen. God bless you, Vaughn. Thank you for the call, sweetheart. You keep in touch, okay?
My grandmother told me a friend of hers died, and when she died, she was screaming, "My feet are on fire, get me out of the fire." And I had a friend that died that saw heaven, and I know it's real.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's our blessed hope, sis. That's our blessed hope. And you hang in there, okay? God bless you.
He's the only hope I got.
Amen. I'll talk to you maybe this week in the office, folks. See you tomorrow night. Don't forget, Wednesday night, we got Michael Bodeo, and that's the Dimitri Dudeman's grandson. Don't miss that. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.